ago, as my little note says, you know, when Fujitsu bought ICL, there was thought of getting to application software, but Fujitsu never did. And as far as I understand, neither Japanese nor Korean firms are strong in commercial software, you know. Mm. So it might be a deep cultural thing to do with the language or God knows what. But, you know, we haven't heard of a, if you like, a Sony for software or a Samsung for software, if you know what I mean, yeah?
Yeah.
this is all very superficial, but it's a sort of putting cultural factors, historical factors, and commercial factors together. And it seems that China's not even trying to compete with India on the commercial software side, you know, application software. Mm-hmm. Whether tomorrow, the day after, they suddenly say, wait a minute, there's a huge opportunity, let's get in, I have no idea. But so far, most of the talk has been about technical software, game software, video software, embedded software.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. So, that's interesting then, because it sort of means that there's places like India and Brazil, for example, where the people involved in the software industry are also quite close to the people in the businesses that they serve.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's completely different to say a company that's very focused on embedded chip logic.
Yeah, they're close with the engineers, you see, and you've hit a nail on the head. The Indians are close with the business folk, whereas the Chinese are close with the technical folk, yeah?
Mm.
And also in different kinds of companies. The Chinese are with technology companies, whereas the Indians are with any company with business requirements, yeah? That's impression, you know, it's not deep research.
Do you think then that may well lead to international collaborations then, because you've got very different skill sets?
Yeah, yeah. Again, I haven't put in my note, but a lot of the software houses in China, not a lot, sorry, start again. Some of the bigger software houses in China are actually branches of Indian or Western software houses, you know.
Mm.
TCS, Wipro, Infosys all have divisions in China.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they are the people doing commercial software. And I suspect HP, you know, Microsoft, IBM also have divisions in China doing commercial software. Mm. So the native Chinese software companies are focusing on technical software, the stuff that, you know, the average programmer can't and doesn't know how to deal with, you know, at the microchip level, you know, not COBOL or C++ or Java or whatever, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So does that mean that the leading exporters of software from China are actually foreign IT companies going in and accessing the Chinese resource then?
If you're talking about commercial stroke application software, I think so, but even that figure is not very high. The total export from China, software export, is way behind Indian exports. So that would include both the embedded software and commercial software. My suspicion is most of the commercial software being done by Chinese divisions of overseas companies are for Chinese clients, not for overseas clients.